Welcome back. Conversations about eating well often fail to account for limited family food budgets, especially in a recession. That's why J.M. Hirsch, food editor for the Associated Press, presented this challenge to two chefs and a magazine editor. Prepare a week's worth of meals for a family of four using a sum of $68.88. That's the national average a family of four receives every week under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. That's the updated name for the food stamp program. More than 38 million Americans, or one in eight, now depend to some extent on food stamps. And J.M. Hirsch is here in the studio to tell us more about the experiment. J.M., welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Well, first, some detail and local perspective on this challenge. In 2005, New Hampshire had 52,000 people enrolled in the SNAP program. 2009 data has up to more than 78,000 people enrolled, so like a 51% jump in a couple of years. Now, we wanted to clarify that this $68.88 a week is meant to supplement the food budget for a family of four, but it ends up being everything for some families who don't have any other income.
Absolutely, and that's why we wanted to limit it to that. I mean, obviously, in many ways, this was an academic exercise, because many families do have a little bit more, and they can use coupons and, you know, various saving techniques that they can stretch that, even that dollar value a little bit more. But we wanted to see, you know, how low can you go and still eat well. And that's why we turned to chefs, and in particular, because, you know, they approach cooking in a way that families don't. They approach it as a business, and they have to keep the bottom line in mind when they're figuring out how to make great food. And so by treating it like a business, they become experts at this balance of budgeting, but producing great quality on a budget. And so we figured they could bring a new perspective to us.
And they were excited about it, and I can imagine they could spend $68.88 on one plate.
I think they could probably do that in the appetizer. But again, you know, they know, for example, to reach for the less expensive cuts of meat and to shop for seasonal produce. And this helps them save money. And of course, that helps their bottom line. So that's why I say they become pros at doing this kind of balance of producing great quality on a budget. And so they were excited to share those lessons that they have. And those are the sort of lessons that we can all use, whether we're shopping on a budget or not.
Well, we did talk to one of the participating chefs, Jose Garza. He's a Food Network Iron Chef and a James Beard Award winner from Philadelphia. He couldn't join us today because he got to the White House. But we did talk to him yesterday. Chef Garza told us that he used a lot of ethnic cuisine as his influence because there's a lot of flavor to be packed into basic ingredients. And here's what he came up with.
Things like chilaquiles, rojas, con huevos, potato pancakes with chorizo and onion. Huevos con rajas, which is soft scrambled eggs with roasted peppers and salsa roja. I made a tortilla española with garlic aioli. That was all like breakfast type items. And for lunch, we made a chipotle meatloaf sandwich, Catalan chicken spinach salad, salchichas mexicanas, kind of a Mexican hot dog, LA style meat Chicago, broiled hot dogs with avocado, tomato, and salsa roja. And then for dinner, we made whole roasted chickens, a paprika marinade with garlic mashed potatoes, chipotle meatloaf with garlic broccoli, arroz con pollo, and some ground beef tacos. So, you know, we were surprisingly able to work in at least a week's worth of food with that amount of money.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's Jose Garza. He participated in a challenge to cook for a week for a family of four on $68.88. That's the average amount a family of four receives from the federal government's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. We're talking to Associated Press food editor J.M. Hirsch, who assigned the story and made this challenge. Now, you went 66 cents over budget, but my gosh, what did you get out of that? Almost $23 going to meat, chorizo, bacon, you mentioned hot dogs as well. Mm-hmm. Is meat eating up a lot of low-income family food budgets?
Well, you know, meat is certainly one of the most expensive items on your grocery list. And there are certainly ways to stretch that meat or to cut back and to supplement with beans and produce and whole grains. And I think, you know, that was one of the lessons that all of our participants kind of brought to the table, which is that you focus on some affordable proteins, such as chicken. Chicken is very popular one, and ground beef. And then you use other ingredients to stretch that, like brown rice and pastas and produce. And because when you start that skeleton of a meal plan, it's very easy to add flavor to that, which is what Jose was talking about. And you know, Anna Lass, the food editor at Everyday Food Magazine, you know, she took for, you know, red beans and Andouille sausage. Again, it's building a base of beans, which are very cheap and very easy to make. And you know, she had black bean and rice burger, chicken salad, which used leftover chicken from a roasted chicken the night before. And you know, and Bill Telepan, who, you know, I will say, Bill didn't quite make the budget. He came in about $20 over budget. Although, you know, I have to say that for feeding a family of four for 7 days, $20 over budget, that's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is there are regional differences in prices. You could probably bring that price down a little bit closer to budget by careful shopping or using a shopping club, buying in bulk. And there was no one culprit in his shopping list that kind of pushed him over budget. He just used a lot of food. But he came up with some great ideas like hummus wraps, frittata, chilies, baked ziti. You know, these are not foods that are outside the norm of the American family. Mm-hmm. It just takes a little bit of thinking and planning.
Well, one thing I was surprised at is that your shopper chefs found that processed foods end up costing more. Now, this kind of defies the cheap bad calories narrative we hear so much about.
We do hear a lot about that, but you know, what you have to remember is that lots of calories doesn't equate to lots of food.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat a Big Mac and a lot of calories in one meal, but those are calories you could be spending on other meals for a greater nutritional punch. And you know, the reality is that, you know, convenience foods cost cash, because when you buy the pre-diced onion and the chopped potato and so forth, essentially you're paying somebody else to do that work for you, to do the chopping for you, and that's money that you could be putting into food to go into your refrigerator. And so it actually doesn't surprise me at all that convenience foods cost a lot more. And the other problem with convenience foods and processed foods is that they're much more difficult to stretch. And when you buy a frozen dinner, you just buy a frozen dinner. Whereas when you roast a chicken, you have a meal, and then you have leftovers for the next day's lunch. And so, you know, the reality is what we come down to, and the essence of the experiment, is that saving money requires work, and that there's no magic food that you can eat to suddenly shave $50 off your food budget. You have to cook, and you have to buy unprocessed ingredients and work with them.
Well, Jan, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Jan Hirsch, food editor for the Associated Press. We do have a link to that article at wordofmouthradio.org. And if you have advice for cooking on a limited budget, leave them for other listeners to read at wordofmouthradio.org. Still to come, a Wisconsin writer and musician joins us with his reflections on fatherhood and farm life. That's after the BBC News.